Thank you, Lord. seu carro. Menina, o rei é seu. A margem da antiguez, cobre sobre aquilo que me trouxe toda a água. A dona que eu estava dentro daquilo que se imagina eu estava dentro toda a água. The next region, the woman, she seeks for him. And the only thing though, he was a few. The evangelist today was the doctrine of the gospel, the great truth of Gnosticism. And in the unfolding through the great work of Calvary, that God is just and the justifier of every one that believes in. We are carrying material from the church. We are taking those in the audience today in this spiritual life. Recently, you have been brought to the church. What a wonderful thing to be justified. No judge who justifies a brutal offender. He may pardon, he may forgive, but he cannot justify. What is this to justify? Where in the Lord's name, the Spirit of God has unfolded that in virtue of the one atoning work of Christ, the righteousness of God has been manifested, that he is just with himself, and yet the justifier of every one that believes in him. And to be justified is to be set before the throne of God, the first as God again. So just. And God has God. Those in history, he found the universe. Who could be anything to the task of God? The coming up, the running up, the run up here, and the day is the task of God. We're in the field, and the field is producing. But before Paul goes into the Roman sector, he makes a fivefold mention of the church and the church of God. You see, in the divine economy, this is the next step. Have you seen it? As I think of it, you see. You don't have to do it. Then you look at it, hearing, believing, and then of God. Faithfully, do that. And all those in the church will tell you at God. So we will think today of the house that is with us. We go to think of the parish and what we go to the house. The great kingdom that was blasted from the ancient world. Those seas of the Netherlands that were cut down. The mighty power of the earth was laid on the sea. They were lost out. Was stripped of all the natural growth that might be made ready for a place in the house of God. That's what you would have read. Sure, that is how sin and purity will defeat you. Day is sanctified and in the three living sins that are with you in Rome. But the mighty power of the gospel sin. Those that passed from the world, he was baptized in the role of one of the house of God. How did he reach the house? Into the water at Lebanon, through the water, and out of the water at God. One way to the house of God, through the water. I can remember the days of Egypt. Only one way to reach the tabernacle. That thing here and the pattern of which had come from heaven, for the Lord was well in the only one way, to the way. There were all the skies of the bodies in the clouds and in the sea. So what do you think of this room visit? The house, the wisdom. Did it all you? She's occupied with the wisdom that built her. She saw the wisdom of and then she looked around it and the house that he and then she reaches the door And through them they are.
And I think of the machine. I should use the leaf of this table as a facility.
Choose again, and to see this minister and the apostle.
Then you look again, she sees his cup dearer and dearer. There was no more said.
She is all at this cup.
That wisdom.
Don't you see a moment?
Why
I
ask you to hold in the back of your mind the Corinthians?
It is the house
of the faith. Yes, it is. Our father is preparing to the Lord of the King.
Now do you know, and have you ever noticed then, that what he brings before us in the opening chapter of the Corinthians is the wisdom of the Testament,
you know that.
And then he unfolds to us the beauty of that person. And then he too gives you the door.
And he's driving that door in chapter 10 before you.
Don't be the train and I will be able,
but says the Holy Ghost of God. All hail and be happy.
And then in chapter 11, he moved through the door.
What did he see? He came to meet at the table, and the city of Jesus.
He sees the Lord of the years, governed by the wisdom of the person who will die.
Then he meets again in chapter. Where the truth is so, the observation of the work of God within this one.
And then he looks again, and he sees there are arrows.
Chapter 30. And they come to the
those who would minister refreshment to others, whether edification or exhortation or comfort.
You look at the woman in 10 Corinthians. There were no more citizens left.
She's bowed down in the presence of this great man.
What's the function of the Corinthians 14?
Ah, he's called. Where is this divine order is seen? Where is this divine power is emanating?
The unbelievable citizens. There will be no more citizens. You will have bowed down in the presence of God. And you will acknowledge that God is among you.
So we look at these things. We look to the Lord for his health and his death. She saw
the house that tells them
that. Sister, walk ye about Zion, go round about her. Count ye her palace, mark ye where her door. Consider that policy. That we may tell it
to the generation of
my little natural reality. What are we communicating
to the generation that is following us?
A benediction, just to today, is in many quarters, counting all the territory.
A good man leaves us an inheritance to the children of
we are the good men today in the affairs of God who are reaping an inheritance
not only to their children but to their children.
Paul was a man like that. And the root of God gave us, he said, and the thing which thou hast heard from me,
the same, as it came from other sources, the same. For this thou, for this is to say, you shall be confident to instruct other
God. Here is a man who is thinking of the generation following on.
Any men of today's lesson have the end in view of obliterating the distinct character of local justice.
And you and I are responsible. Not only to see that propagated and maintained,
but to see that it is committed to the generation of all.
The truth of God
Lord has never been hailed by faithful attendance. Never. He has been hailed by faithfulness. Paul has been subject to Timothy. The generation following on. With a poor generation in that day, sister. Be thoroughly faithful men and other gods. You know all the other gods. You and I are responsible to see to it that the truth of God's house is propagated as being made. Wisdom has built a house. She has hewn a house, seven houses. Who did she see the seven pillars in the church, the seven churches that were formed, which became the ministry sufficient to maintain and support the truth of God's house? So he is here. She has cared for the wisdom of God, and now she has come to prove them with her soul. And she saw the wisdom of God. Has it ever struck you, as you moved into Corinthian heaven, to find the all-repeated statement, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God, the wisdom and the power of God. Why is that? Don't you see it is counteracted? Don't you see the counterbalance? All of the means of the gospel of God. He will not be the concern in the Thessalonians because of his love. He will not be the concern in the Galatians because of his danger of the eyes. How much he had no heart to come to that Galatian people. He had already brought them to the death, the features of Christ to be seen. But Judaism, the features of Judaism are now being seen. And he prepared to carve him again in that. Yet he was uneasy concerning the Thessalonians. He was uneasy concerning the Galatians. He was uneasy concerning the Corinthians before the carnal outlook in natural intelligence. How often will he read these two chapters? The wisdom of men, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of the wise, the wisdom of his father. You see, what the wisdom that found in the Lord into the structure of God? I think of the day of Gideon, and we read in Judges 6, that the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the children of the east invaded the land. And they impoverished the land. Gideon was there. They had made inroads into the assembly of God. Gideon was there. Christ was there. Amalek was there. Carnal men overriding the rivers. The children of the east were there. The wise men of the east. Human wisdom had found it in. Who did say to Timothy that he was drinking letter? That in chapter 1:4, the one of them is wisdom that came to him. Chapter 5:7, the treasury of corruption had been there. Chapter 8 shall say, the devil and his wife has gained the race. And so the Spirit of God from Paul, in those 13 chapters, he's dealing with the evil that is there, and he sends him off a local company. And then in chapter 11:14, he is introducing divine order and arrangement. So, human wisdom has been its entrance into the event. Is that not the reason that these fundamental truths introduced in those chapters? The cross of Christ. Why the cross of Christ? The cross of Christ finishes one for us. The name of Christ finishes one for us. And it is the introduction of the truth of the cross of Christ. Because in that cross, the first man was ended before God. Sacred, Christ in glory, who of God is being unto us wisdom and sanctification and redemption. And three, the Spirit of God has come as the Redeemer and the communicator of a wisdom which is of God. See, Paul
not the wisdom which men work in,
but the wisdom which the Holy Spirit.
And so he occupies himself with the wisdom of the heaven he knows that.
Then she looks at
to see external things
externally.
By young people today, and they are the present future. God will desire that you and I shall have an application and an appreciation of the divine constitution of the angels. God has intended many things in one place. The divine intention was one thing in the angels. And if you make the whole church today, you'll make to the only thing that the divine of us. It is a church of God. The whole of the company called out to all the Lord of God. Separated from all that is religious in our heart to that which is divine. Each assembly stands alone in constitution and in harmony, answerable only to the Lord. Yet, in practice, this would be a conformity and a similarity with every right gathering. The quality as I teach everywhere in every church. But again, we have no such custom, neither the justice of God. So I have an appointment that you make of something today which has divine authority. Now, in every chapter, from chapter 3 to chapter 7, Paul unfolds to us some of the duties of the house of God. God, what you young ones today shall grant you. We have in the Corinthian letter seven aspects of the church of God that can find glory in the book of God. God has been God God. Gentle thought, unwedded love, body of Christ, confession of Christ, Jesus. There are more than seven things. Six of them are three things of the one we are. Yet, that company in Corinth, the church of God in Corinth, is a he are. He are God's husband. He are God's building. He are the temple of God. He are unleavened loaf. He are body of Christ. He are invisible of Christ. But I just thought, you know, it's not invisible of Christ. It's not individual believers being invisible. It's a collective company in Corinth being one epistle read and known of all men. And finally, he says, and a shape is certain and certain. All that matters is to the church. And he says, though he should have gained out of his trust in Christ, yet he got them apart, but I have got you to the Lord. Well, it's a good one of the features that mark the early church in Corinth. Ye are God's counsel. Ye are God's chosen. And this little and age and corruption in the city of Corinth, there is something here from God's heritage. Ye are God's husband. And in that husbandry, there were many who would leave it. There was a mansion. There was a woman. Our own castle, Corinthians, was taking and pitching one servant against another. I am a Paul, I am a Paulus, I am a Peter, I am a Christ. After the adoption of the Jesus. But those Corinthians were true men and were being saved to the local church. Everyone under the glory of the kingdom. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom he is?
God, in the night of Trinity, has fitted individuals to plant and to water.
You can't plant something. You can't water something that has never been planted.
Planting is a perspective.
All desire of planting. And the Father works. And God is the individual.
And this is not the only thing that you use right,
and in which you are intentional.
Have you ever thought of this? God tells you that there might be a fruitfulness and a fragrance emanating from it from his word.
She called the God whom the Lord has to take to God's place.
Her entry touch of God reigns upon the same house. She spoke as a wise master builder, and I have laid the foundation. How did he do that?
He did that in preaching and in teaching and all.
Paul, he was a really important in the field. When he was into that city, there were two coming.
There were two. There were many.
When he left it 18 months later, there was a third coming. Now, to this that all the heirs of Lydia's dead, get none of them, either to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the Catholic Church.
That's not the threefold division of the world.
Not actually. The very fact is to say that God uses the term of Church of God indicates that. And where do you read of the Church of God? It's vastly distinct from the Church which is in God. And on every occasion that you read the tale of the Church of God, it's as that as it grows in heaven. Paul is reminding them, he has given out a praying title to you.
I let them by taking the Catholic Constitution. They will let the day to the Catholic.
For all Jews did not desire the Constitution. Nor to Gentiles, they will let the day to the Catholic.
All Gentiles did not desire the
Lord, to the God of God.
There was something dear to the entire city. It was a Roman identity. It was a church of God.
Now she calls. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation.
Was the building of the tabernacle, there was the wisdom of a fairy.
Was the building of the temple, there was the wisdom of a Solomon.
Was the building of a church, there was the wisdom of a Solomon.
To Paul was committed the pattern, whether of the universal or of the local.
His eye raised the foundation, yet that they might how he deserved them still.
Now the husbandry, you might admire, to be to produce a faithless and a fruitful in the Lord in the locality here in his house. But now as the building, you and I are responsible as to what kind of material we are to the end of. I have laid the foundation, let every man take
heed how to build it.
For you can build into it that which is of value.
You can build into it that which is highly inflammable, which will not stand to the day of judgment.
You can build into it gold, silver and gold,
or you can build into it trash and chemicals, wood, hay, and
but come on. He looks again at the house of those good and
not only is God a building,
not only is it God's building,
it is he of the temple. And the temple of God.
Now you read Paul in the book of chapter 6. He's speaking of the individual believer. It is no need not the true body. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Who's there?
Is that the very small thing? To know the true body and my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. But in chapter 3, he's speaking of the local church. He's speaking of the collective company. Know ye not that you and we are the temple of God?
The Holy of Holies.
and the temple drawer of his room. If any man defile the temple drawer, then it will want his property. The defilement is drawn in the demon. If any man defile the temple drawer, then it will want his property. We can defile the temple of God by importing into it what has no desire. We can defile the temple of God by not adhering to what has defiled.
that were joking with more entering than they are to the Bible.
And then we see the girl of Jerusalem. What did he do?
He saw the city of Jerusalem. He saw the city of Jerusalem. And the deportment of his name. No one needed to take on the Bible. They even see the that only understand the condition. Convinced and managed by the wisdom of heaven who knows wisdom of and so encouraged them, the Spirit brought on the form of ministry to meet my faith. And it again to the Englishman that he has come to the wisdom of God, the house of the Lord, now the King of the Spirit. I don't hear anything in my game's new mother. The great question of the ministry is coming to me. You see, Paul is doing there what Ezekiel did in Ezekiel 1. Why did God leave this temple in the first 10 chapters of Ezekiel? Because of the abomination of man had been forced into it. Now in the 14th chapter, you see the Ezekiel show the form of the house of Israel, the same issue. Show them the pattern of the house. Show them what has deviated from. Show them my mind. Show them what I demand. The same issue. And it reminds me of the property. For it is the house of God. It's the place, the soul of God, that is here. Ah, we only see a condition at which we must pay. But it's the place that he is on, the place of my home. It is the place that he walks. It is the place that he walks. And so what is it in the Paul is showing the pattern. The pattern of the food of the table and the court of the temple. So then you know what I think of. That's why the simple God introduces this ministry to Jacob. Later on, he's going to look at the and the Apollo and the Apollo. But with that, he's looking at the food of the table and the table of the table. So why is this institution in the world? I believe there were two roles in that time. The woman, the brother of the The woman had uncovered her head, and secondly, she had the grand table. So there were two evils. There was a root, and there was a fruit of that. The root was the uncovered head. The fruit was they are covered. How was the difficulty in getting to the root? And in secularism, while he's condemning the one thing, he's not condoning the other. In chapter 11, he deals with prayer. The uncovered head. And having read that condemnation, in chapter 14, he deals with prayer. The truth that flows from that is inside the root of everything. Let you learn to keep silent. So we approach chapter 11, and we see the fruit of this table, and the result of it is God. There are two things that come from. To keep the cover up, I must recognize the fruit of friendship and the fruit of worship. implies government. Lordship implies rulership.
How can a good fellow in the Lordship of Christ be created to be able to pass the nation? No great shall go into heaven. Has the wisdom of man not in an angel? No great shall go into heaven. But in the first will go into the Lordship. In chapter 11, it is the Lord.
For I will set forth, James living human being,
enjoy her subjection in your face. The God of temptation was a man, whether he married or unmarried.
And the very subjection of the woman, whether she married or unmarried.
A man prophesied and prayed with his head in his heart.
He did not look at his head, but the head of the man.
But if a woman prays or prophesies with her head uncovered,
you see the God of the head, and her head is in the mind.
You see, there is a difference in that God commandment.
In
there is no inferiority to you.
In fact, he keeps the labor on the head.
That if there had been no man, there would be no woman.
But he said that there had been no Eve, there would have been no man.
Because she came from him as a soul,
and men come from her as a body. But the intention lay deep of this, denying ourselves in the name of the womb of all of us.
Is the woman here?
Not a couple of course.
Doctor, she's in need of people. Then if a man of law here, he is a female.
But if a woman of law here, he is a woman of law. But a female is a female.
Well, young woman, is this here, when you spoke about the covering, not the mission? Because there's two coverings. And the covering of death is 4, 5, 6, and 7 is a covering of not the
mission. It is a shame that we should be short of pain.
Man ought not to cover this thing for as much as he is engaged and the glory of God. The image represents a man representing God within the image. The image is not language. You listen into the word with a piece of money or pay here for the word. It's a problem to get Christian to see the Lord. Ask the Lord, who is an image and who is Christian? It may not have been a likeness of Jesus, but it was an image that represented him.
Now you call it in the word, man is the only son of faith in the representative of God in the church. And he is an image.
Image represents
glory manifestation.
So when our feet move in that, it's an image of God. The look of the
game,
that game, the woman that fails is a glory. He is the glory. Man is a glory. He is the image and the glory of God.
That was God's attention. Only God can be man. Only God can be an image. Let the other soul of us look at him.
But he must not cover his head for as much as he is.
Now the woman with the long hair, which is a covering, that glory must be covered.
The woman who is a glory, she must be covered.
And the glory of God must remain uncovered. durability of our spirituality. Being sister of durability of spirituality in the day. But spiritual sister will value your God in God. No glory, but glory of God. Wherefore, for this cause, for peace to love and the same authority for the head because of you. The angel of I wonder whether we are wearing the right name of God. When God created man and woman, he made a distinction. But all the meaning of three days he needed a distinction, not in the speech, but in the head. Creation long abandoned God's order. The world has long since been very important. But then we are thinking about the age of who we are to see God's order.
She washed herself. She allowed herself to be
before they touched the Lord and offered him worship, what did they do all of his death?
He washed their hands and did the duty of the Lord.
I think he was thinking to you, let a man be thankful. And so, he came back to the end of that day. And now, coming there to the Bible, it's called, if he who judge no sin, he who should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are changed, and we do not have with the Bible. And the one who saw me judge that man, if we would defend ourselves, we should be judged. If we do kindness in the Lord, then and with an open and exposed heart before him, confess everything in his sin, and look at your own presence, if we defend ourselves, we should not be judged. But if we fail to do that, when we are judged, we are changing the world, but we do not condemn the world. So the conversation of the Bible teaches us that the Lord judges his people here, and God he has.
He judges us for sin that he has forgiven for eternity.
Because of those Christian things that they feel that he has to tell the Lord. The Lord should have been wise and wholehearted and believed that they were weak and sickly powerless and very sick. Now these three things have only to do with bodily condition. They were weak and sick. They were sick. There was a force to be described and they were sick. The Lord has taken away from death. It is in a solemn day, the Lord's suffering of us. Because we have been ordained to the divine day, we are the Lord is still suffering over God.